The enemy does not want you to have a game plan if the supermarkets fail. And there's no fast food either.
What do you do?
What do you do? That's what we're trying to promote right now. It's a sketchy situation, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, just think about it. You said coronavirus. You were talking about coronavirus.
Yeah. And how we don't know how long it's going to last.
Yeah, Riley was mentioning that was just a prime example of how, you know, there could have been no food on the you know, market shelves, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do in that kind of a scenario?
Yeah.
I just think that we just wanted to bring that to light, you know, and it's like, think about it, man. It's just like, what if the system would do something like that? I mean, like, is there potentially people in the government that are conspiring to create coronaviruses? That conspired to create the coronavirus? Think about that.
That'd be crazy.
And then they create and have this crazy vaccine, you know, available right after they unleash it on the people that is really harmful to the body. I mean, I don't think really there's any vaccine that you'd ever, like, any needle you'd want to, like, actually put into your body with stuff in it going into your body. Is there ever a needle that has something good in it?
Maybe heroin.
Once again, I don't think heroin is anything good in a needle either. Well, heroin addicts would probably disagree with me right now, but the fact of the matter is, though, is just anytime the beast, let's call it.
Did you say eight times the beast?
No, I said the beast. Oh. Let's call it.
Oh.
The beast, anytime the beast wants to put something in you, it's not good. Whether it's injecting your kids with a vaccine or something, and then they become autistic. That's a prime example, I feel like. A lot of people, you know, talking about that their kids have become autistic after they got some kind of mandatory vaccine for children. You know what I mean?
Really? That's happened?
Supposedly, yes. That is why kids are autistic, is because of the beast is giving the children at a certain age their booster shot or whatever, you know, whatever they call it. I don't know. And that's making people, like, it's wearing them out, you know, kind of, because it's not good. In the military, when you go in the military, you get shots in your butt. You get shots, you know. I don't think that's good. Once again, it's just the beast having an opportunity to, you know, put something foreign into your body, you know, through a needle.
I remember I was vaccinated as a kid.
Yeah, me too. Who knows what that fucking did to us, you know? At that time, we didn't understand that we're dealing with an evil entity. Our government was evil. That's why we're promoting anarchism.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, in my opinion, a prime example of why we need to be against the government, is because the government is mandating children to be vaccinated with something that could potentially be harmful to them. That's not something that I want to support. That is not rational thinking for me to, like, say, like, yes, I want to support that.
Seems like population control to me.
Yeah, and also test lab rats, because the people that then become autistic, they're going to definitely take notice and try to understand their situation, you know, and like, oh, now look what we've created. We've created these people now, this race of people, you know, so to speak, almost, that are all like this now, you know? I've been infected with this kind of weird, you know, psychological characteristic or something, you might call it. I don't know. If you're looking at it from psychology, some kind of autonomous complex or...
And all of this is caused by fear. And the man and the left and the media is good at promoting that fear.
Oh, the fear is a definite factor in it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same thing with ADHD and stuff like that, I think, too. That's another kind of thing.
I think that there's excuses for crazy people.
Yeah?
Autistic.
ADHD?
Yeah, just excuses. Both of them.
And maybe the government, the beast or whatever, the military, wanted to create these kind of people or make these people like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like who knows what else they've, other diseases they've, you know, like AIDS. I mean, that was the beast. The beast was the one that brought AIDS into America and stuff, you know?
Yeah. AIDS. Fuck.
It was probably the military. Black Ops military operation, dude. Would not surprise me at all. You know what I mean? But what we're really trying to say is that it all boils down to needles. And they're trying to jab us with all kinds of stuff, dude. Like either in the military, children, or coronavirus, or whatever, you know? It's like they're always trying to put something foreign into our bodies.
Jab you with something.
Yep.
It seems like there's always gonna be a something airborne that's bad for you that is going around.
Yeah.
And it just seems too engineered for me.
Well, yeah, because they have the capability to do so, and that's just like with the vaccines and all that kind of stuff. It's like,
and it's all engineered. Now the vaccines come out at a certain time and everything.
Oh yeah, just like the flu shots and everything.
Yeah.
More needles. More, who knows what's in that crap.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you better get. And what's funny is, it's the same thing with the flu shots. It's like you get your flu shot and you still get the flu.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You still get it. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're still gonna get, just like coronavirus, like you get the coronavirus vaccines and the boosters and you still get it. You know what I mean? People are still getting it.
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference.
But there's some people out there that are so convinced that like taking the vaccine and stuff is
the way.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like you have to do it like that, you know?
The way you have to do it. For the greater good.
You're right. It's really a guilt trip.
It is.
A guilt trip they're playing upon us, and they've really used the guilt trip kind of act through celebrities in the propaganda of the commercials on television, like using John Legend and stuff. As somebody who's basically, you know, he's promoting the vaccines. He's a beast vaccine promoter on commercials. A bitch, more or less. And that's why his wife had so many plastic surgery on her face, because it's just there. messed up. Bitches.
Dude, I can imagine that plastic surgery. You got to go to some weird mental shit after that.
Well, you have to have some weird mental shit to even do it to begin with, yeah. I think.
Well, just doing it, you would have major issues, I would think.
Well, yeah, you're going to look completely differently after that. You're going to look butchered. Facial butchered. Facial butchery.
Or anywhere.
But anyway, these people were involved with promoting the vaccines and really laying a guilt trip. John Legend was really laying a guilt trip in the commercials. About you need to do this. This is really important.
The way to go.
Yep. And just like, how could it, possibly be that, these people see that, are influenced by that, they get something bad in their, foreign into their body from it, and then they all messed up. That's on John Legend. That's on John Legend. Their blood's on him.
Because
he promoted that stuff in a commercial, and they were influenced by the guilt trip.
He
was imposing.
He's done it now.
He's got blood. If anybody has been, think about it. If anybody's been affected by a John Legend coronavirus vaccine commercial, to want to get a vaccine because he's John Legend. He's a legend, right? So they go get it, and they get all messed up because they got something foreign in their blood system and body that's not good.
Yeah.
That blood, that person is on John Legend.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Don't you think? That's fair?
Do they die?
Potentially. Maybe they had a cardiac arrest.
I would put that death on him.
Yeah, me too. It's bad. Bad business. Bad business for your bitch of the beast, John Legend. We see your sins, your transgressions and iniquities. Could we be judges in the end and be declaring you guilty as charged? Get some. Yeah, it's like any time like anybody calls their name Legend is a pompous, arrogant asshole. I have to say, dude.
Is that like a stage name or something?
Well, obviously, I don't think his like biological name is Legend. It'd be more like Legend or something than Legend. He's just like,
straight up Legend.
Because it sounds like John Lennon is really, he's doing something really arrogant on this one, because he's like Legend and John Lennon, it sounds like, as well, which obviously John Lennon is a legend in like rock and roll, like pop culture, so he's like basically combining himself, like, I'm John Lennon and John Legend as well, this is really pompous and arrogant, and it's like, that's exactly what the Beast, I feel like, wants that kind of individual to promote their agendas, because it's just like, he's all about himself.
Yeah.
And his wife with a bunch of plastic surgery on her face. Man, I'm sorry. I'm just like, what is our statement, Riley? What was the statement that we came up with? We have a ANC statement here. We thought everybody might be interested in checking out here. Oh, man. Yeah, we're just having some...
It is what it is. They are what they are, and that is that.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
It is what it is. They are what they are, and that is that.
Couldn't say it any better myself.
I think it needs to be a bumper sticker.
Yeah, a long bumper sticker, but it might work.
I think it's got bumper sticker potential. Oh man, getting off to a late start today here on ANC on the show. We had a couple of issues we had to deal with, preset, pre-funk. So, yeah, we're getting off to a late start today, but still getting her in and getting her done. So, hope you're still with us. And join the message being brought forth. This episode is sponsored by Superior Light Michelob Ultra Infusion. Dun, dun, dun. Total Wine providing the refreshments tonight.
I'm totally not drinking wine.
No, we're not into Total Wine. We're into beer. Prickly Pear Cactus. Oh, no wine drinking here for me on the set. I'm not even really into wine drinking, actually. You don't drink any wine, Riley, to my knowledge.
Yeah, so no.
Neither one of us are wine drinkers.
I might get the box wine.
You like wine boxes?
Boxes, Chardonnays.
Yeah. Chardonnay. Yeah, I actually, speaking of that, when I was in Seattle in March, I got this, it was an organic Chardonnay created by GT, which is like GT does a lot of the kombucha. That's really popular. You can find it in all the supermarkets and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did like, does like a Chardonnay, and they sell it there at Whole Foods.
Nice.
I was like, I'd never seen it anywhere, but I was like, it was really good. Yeah, so I actually do like that. I like Chardonnay, actually.